Every day at 7 p.m., 24-year-old Awa Gujabi puts a long wrap skirt on, stretches while the drummers rehearse, and stands with other dancers in a dark alleyway. She does small jumps and stretches before she enters the dimly lit concrete courtyard, where she will rehearse for 2 hours with other members of the Ballet Africain Fambodi. The singing is the dancer's cue to come out dancing in line formation. The drum's rhythm determines the dance they choose. Domba, Mandeng, Balanta, Wolof, Jola, each dance named locally after an African tribe. Gujabi steps into the middle of a circle formation and performs a solo for 2 minutes. It is an acrobatic, gravity-defying series of leaps, dizzying turns, and a landing from more than a meter in the air. She tried to finish her high school baccalaureate, but did not complete her studies because she did not want to be in school. She had no motivation, but was not sure what she wanted to do.
I believe in destiny. I was inspired by an African ballet performance I saw on television, found the school, and 4 years later, I am now one of the lead performers.
In a country where the average annual income is less than $1,000, Gujabi tries to dance full-time by teaching classes to foreigners, dancing with her ballet group in monthly performances, and occasionally working as a backup dancer for Senegalese singers. She gets paid about $10 per hour for private lessons and performances.
It is not enough. I want to dance every day to make my living. I did not know how to do hairdressing. I did not graduate from high school. I would not know what else to do if I did not dance. The dancers here before me have already left to dance in Europe.
Last week, a dancer from a German ballet company held auditions to find 2 female and 2 male dancers. Gujabi and the others hope to hear the outcome soon.
When I dance, I feel like a true artist. I admit, I want people to admire me, to adore me. I want them to feel the heat, the rhythm of African dance.
When asked if she wants to be her country's next big star, she modestly replies,
I do not need to be a star to simply shine, but the stars do help us see more clearly.
Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.
Wangwang Yiyu Wangzhan, www.english.com. 欢迎您的光临。